So if there's anybody in the country that really knows a lot about scams, who's seen this scam before, that's Chad Thomas, the independent organized crime investigator at IRS, Forensic Investigators. Chad, welcome to the show today. So you've seen this scam before. You've investigated scams like this before. Is it a familiar one to you?
Mandy, sadly, yes, it is very familiar to us. And I wish I had the 2 hours that Tokyo had yesterday to explain just how complex it is to the listeners, but I'm going to try my best to explain.
Okay, so give us the modus operandi. How does this work?
All right, so they're people that infer that they represent a sovereign fund, a heritage fund, monies that have been invested over the years through very well-known international wealthy families, and that this money can be made available either to the private sector to develop their business or to government to develop projects primarily in developing economies. We saw it in 2014. There was a company called Metro. It had South African proxies, representatives, nominees who approached various municipalities throughout South Africa and offered to fund various projects. It went to the stage that those respective municipalities, local treasury departments actually signed off on documentation with these different funds anticipating these large-scale investments, which of course didn't materialize. So everybody asks the question, why is somebody offering all this money? What's in it for them? Because obviously the municipality didn't pay them anything, and some people think that they're going to get a commission. So herein lies the fraud. By going to somebody who's credible and convincing them that you have access to all those funds, that person does all the legwork for you in making the scheme seem very plausible to others. So the guys lower down the rung, the ones who are actually perpetrating what we call an advanced fee fraud, can go to people and say, listen, we need to release funds or we need to pay for litigation against, say, for example, the South African Reserve Bank. Mm. Once we realize the funds that are held there, which equate to trillions of rand, the 1 million rand you've contributed towards the legal fees, we guarantee you a payback of 10 million rand. And that's where the fraud comes okay. in. It's a very sophisticated advanced fee fraud.
So your sense of this, and this is the question I was left with yesterday, is do you suspect that Tokyo Sekhwale invested any of his own money in this?
It's very possible. He says he doesn't, and that could be because of reputation management and he's concerned about the potential fallout. But having his name linked to it means that other people that may have been brought to meetings with him prior to this becoming public may have actually invested with some of the people that originally approached Mr. Sekhwale and said, would you assist us with this? And he's come out and said that he would receive a commission of whatever monies were realized. Now, if people have done research, White Spiritual Boy is linked to various organizations that purport to have these funds, these sovereign trusts throughout the world, and in fact have claimed to have identified more than 900 different bank accounts throughout the world at all the different national or reserve banks. So what's happening in South Africa, what we're seeing here, is happening all over the world. It's a very sophisticated fraud, it's very complex. A lot of time and effort's gone into it, and people live and die by the scam. We know people have been taken in as far back as 2010, 2011, and if you try to point out to them that it's a fraud, they will insist that they have documentation with guarantees and that it exists. And one of the documents that's been circulating even purportedly has Queen Elizabeth's signature on it. There's so many red flags. There's so much to suggest that there's more to this from an illicit perspective than rather a legal perspective, that people just have to do the necessary research.
Well, Chad, thank you so much for explaining that to us and unpacking it. Chad Thomas, an independent organized crime investigator at IRS Forensic Investigators. So that's how the scam works. Tokyo Sekhwale still maintains that he was not scammed. Who did the scamming? That's what he was asking. Now that we've explained that all to you, your thoughts on that? Do you still believe it is legitimate? My overwhelming sense yesterday and what I felt after watching that press conference was, I actually thought it was quite sad. I felt very sad watching the whole thing. Almost a sense of desperation for Tokyo Sekhwale. Not just that he was blue ticked, but that he was in this position at all.